right. That doesn't sound so bad now. Oh, people. Oh, welcome to another edition of Movie Spoilers, episode 231. I'm your spoiling host of the most, the phenomenal one. Oh, wait. Let me say that in my native tongue right about now. Huong Diong Du Tao. Oh, snap. My Cantonese is on point. Wait, that's how you say it. My Cantonese is on point, son. And if you don't know what that means welcome to Movie Spoilers, episode 231. Like I said, I'm your spoiler host of the most, the phenomenal one, all here by myself. It is about 7:53 in the morning right now. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm pretty, I guess Thursday for us, Wednesday for Americans that are listening to this show. But by the time you listen to it, it'll be up by your normal time, like always, because I got it pre-programmed into the site to go up Thursday and noon. So, yep, normal schedule show, the normal schedule Jones show here, people. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little tired. Oh my god. There was one point where I got lost in this motherfucker. I'm not gonna lie. China has been quite the experience, but I have to say, Shanghai, I absolutely love this fucking city. I love it. And I'm almost sad to be leaving soon to Taiwan. It means I gotta learn a whole different goddamn language again and shit like that. Because, not gonna lie, I got a little bit of the basics down in Chinese here. And I'm kind of proud of myself. I'm like, yeah. So that 16-hour flight fucking did something for my ass. Not to mention being up in Korea and shit. Which I probably should have learned that language. Especially when you're gonna leave the airport and you really don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But, nonetheless, people, I gotta tell you about my trip. I just go over briefly. It's fucking awesome. So far, so good. Korea was awesome. Shanghai, been nothing but awesome. Nothing but love out here. I love everything about. I love the fucking shopping out here, people. I ain't gonna lie. You need to go to their mall. If you ever come to Shanghai, China, people, their malls are fucking perfect. I'm talking like this mall. I thought it was just a luxury fucking rich man store. No, this fucking mall has got to be the most beautiful architecture structure I've ever been in to spend some money. And I'm talking about some money, too. Which don't really cost shit out here. I can tell you that right now. I'm basically rich out here. Let's just say that. I mean, I was buying. I had bought so many DGB suits. Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Hold on. Apparently, I learned my Cantonese, but my English is still fucked up. I bought a lot of Dolce & Gabbana suits here, and I'm gonna tell you this right now. For a black man to wear a suit and stuff like that, which I've been wearing. I guess I've been wearing suits nonstop. The only time I haven't been wearing them is when I go for my morning workouts, if you will, or something like that. But I mean, kind of wearing suit attire all day, whatever. You get a lot of respect out here when you're not like fucking America. They treat you like a nigga anyway. I mean, shit, they like, you know, basically in America, they pretty much say, oh, you put a monkey in a suit, yeah, it's still a monkey or something like that. That's pretty much what I get. But out here, oh my god, that's a whole different story. Hey, love you, boy. I'm not thinking of coming back, to be honest. I think once I can leave Japan, I'm coming right back to Shanghai. Gonna move out here, buy a nice little house, hook up with this Asian chick I had a nice little bit of wine with two nights ago and stuff like that. That's gonna be awesome. I think I'm just gonna stay out here. You're never gonna see your boy again. Gonna give up the podcast, gang. Gonna give up the live stream. Gonna give up the movie stuff once in a while. Because I'm not gonna lie, how the fuck do I watch movies out here? I ain't seen a theater out here yet. Then again, I ain't really looking for a theater neither, so don't worry, I hear you people out there like, oh, we're not going to get our reviews or something. You gotta get your reviews. I saw them all, pretty much a lot of movies before I left and did the reviews. They'll be going up on time and then some. Hell, just did a special review for my boy, Steve Kahn, for his new movie, The Opera Singer. So, trust me. And that was bonus content there. That was easy because, shit, it was only 3 minutes long when he sent it to me. So, but you're going to get your other stuff, though. So let me go ahead and talk about it. We got some questions. I got a lot. What's this we? We got questions. I got questions, bitch. Like I said, Cody's not going to be here because I'm assuming right now. Let me see. About 16 hours. He should be sleeping or drunk right about now. So, yes. You're about 16 hours behind. This is about 8 a.m. About to be 8 a.m. here. Yeah. He's probably drunk or sleeping. Which I don't blame him. And what's that, Nicolas Cage? Okay. Got a lot of questions. Gonna get into those. Bam, gonna hit you some more with my Cantonese slango. Gonna hit you off with that weekend box office, which I'm not gonna lie, I don't even know what the fuck that is. Got that Blu-ray releases, and we got that trailer talk with Sully. Sully, and I know people out there, they just like Hacksaw Ridge with these trailers. They like, please, Lord, let me, Lord, help me get one more. Let me get one more trailer talk from P1. So I'm not gonna lie, I don't really have much to say about this trailer because, well, I've already seen the movie and reviewed it, so I don't. I give a fuck less about this trailer now. So, but nonetheless, let's go ahead and get into these things here. Oh my God, oh my God. I gotta tell you, too, I think the structure out here is cool. People out here is just genuinely nice. America, you can fucking learn from that. Not be such much of a... never mind, I can't really say much, because I guess I'm one of the biggest dicks that America has to offer still. But I'm nice out here, though. Except for that motherfucker that walked in me. I'll beat your ass. But anyway, let's get in the first question. We got Leo here. Leo says, overload. So much content in one episode. Can't handle all of these phenomenalities. LOL. Oh, my Lord. You can't handle all these phenomenal. That's why it's only been given to one person himself. That is me, the phenomenal one. TC sounds like a cool guy. Definitely need to check this stuff out. Congrats on another milestone show, guys. And I look forward for the future. The future, I am the future. Ain't nothing to look forward to. You're looking at the future. Yeah, TC is a cool guy, though. Check him out, like, at, damn, TC, sorry, I can't plug your shit. I forgot. I forgot like a motherfucker. Hold on, I know this. I know you can get off the top of my head. EpicComicCast.com. Yeah, check him out there with his sister, Karina, I believe. I'm sorry, I'm all fucked up, people. I was on vacation. I ain't thinking about none of this movie shit. I'd give a fuck less, to be honest. Plus, I had a lot to drink last night, too. I went to this badass lounge, people. Oh, my God. This shit lit up at night. Like, it had, like, this spiral lead tube thing that went around. Just lighted up bright-ass purple. I posted a photo of it on Instagram. Check it out. My Instagram account, Phenomenal01, because apparently that's the only access I have. That I can actually just click on my phone and go, oh, it opens up without a problem. Twitter, that's on a different story. I got to use another fucking app and all that other kind of shit. But I digress. Since it's banned in China, I won't talk about that much. Last thing I need is a fucking police officer knocking on Hilton Hotel door here going, have you seen this man? Deadpool reference there. Thank you, though, Leo. Thank you. Appreciate it. Anderson says, well, speaking of DC, you know it's bad when Margot Kidder criticizes DC. I don't even know who the fuck that is, to be honest. Oh yeah, I was thinking about it for a second. I was like, who the fuck is Margot Kidder? Kit. Yeah, that is her last name. Kidder. She praises Amy Adams as one of the best female actresses out, but... Nah, man, that's questionable, but okay. But claimed DC gave her absolutely nothing to do. Out of all the DC talk, I didn't catch any talk of Lois Lane. What do you guys think of how the DCEU has portrayed her and how Amy Adams has been able to handle the role? I think she sucks. Next question. No, I'm just playing. Amy Adams, Man of Steel, fine as Lois Lane. Her writing for that, once again, Zack Snyder don't know what the fuck to do with it. Her writing, I've never felt, I've said this before, I'll say it again, I said it in the review, I never once watched a film where the main protagonist, well, not even protagonist, the main side love man, whatever the hell you want to call her to the story, just felt so forced in. She just did not, excuse me, belong there at all. Excuse me, I had sushi earlier this morning, so I'm a little belchy, if you will. And it was spicy, too, I ain't gonna lie, shit. Burn my damn asshole inside out. As Lois Lane herself, the longer it goes on, you just don't care. As far as Margot Kidder, if I'm not mistaken, people, she was the former Lois Lane in the original Superman films. And you can correct me on that. I could be mistaken. I don't know. I don't remember that shit, to be honest. I can give a fuck less about Superman. But, Amy Adams, hey, she's a fine actress. Hell, before she was Man of Steel, I thought Amy Adams was the shit. I thought she was tight like that, son. Lately, I don't know about that so much or whatever. I've just been seeing her in roles and been like, wow, you'll take any goddamn thing, huh? You must think people will forget about you or whatever it is, because, wow, your last few roles have been kind of pointless and shit, to be honest. Lois Lane, I don't know. She just feels unnecessary in these movies. I don't see why she has to even have to be there, to be honest. I think Amy Adams is doing the best she can, but the material they're giving her to work with, yeah. D DC continues the track record of shitty ass women characters. All right. Nobody never questions that. That's the thing. I always thought that about DC. It was before the DCU was even brought up. It's like, DC in general, this is why I was always kind of a Marvel guy. DC had some shitty ass women characters. I mean, they were Stepford wives, or they were either Stepford wives. Not to say that Marvel don't have their fair share of them. Yes, they do. But then when it gets to their superheroes, their superheroes are all just. How can I put this in a way without, oh, wait, I don't give a shit. They're just all there to be, I don't know, nothing, to be honest, when it gets down to it. And then you get Wonder Woman. She's the most powerful of all. She's the highlight of women superheroes in general, Marvel or DC, doesn't matter. And she's dressed like a $2 prostitute at Hamburger Mary's. I'm sorry, Hamburger Mary's, they're not prostitutes. They're stage performers. I love that place, by the way. Hamburger Mary's, people, long downtown Long Beach, right on Pine Street. You need to do a good burger and a nice drag show? Hamburger Mary's got you. I think it's one in Pasadena, too. But I digress. Andrew says, I didn't know you were so into wrestling, P1. Should have guessed since you were in jiu-jitsu, which has a lot of takedowns. Why, yes, it does. Do you just watch WWE products? Would love to chat some wrestling with you on IG. Instagram, I'm assuming. Okay, well, you can. So go ahead and hit me up, Phenomenal01. Matter of fact, right now, about now, that's the only way you can get in contact with me if you're an American, Andrew. As far as wrestling goes, yeah, I'm big into it, man. I'm like TC said, kind of frustrated with the product nowadays when it comes to WWE, but ROH is cool. TNA, I think they're doing some cool-ass things over there at TNA. I don't get to watch it as much as I'd like to, but I love what they do with Lashley. I love with, I think it's getting back into MMA, too, as well, if I'm not mistaken. And I also love what they're doing with Brother Nero and Broken Matt. That shit is just instant backyard wrestling on crack. I don't know. I don't even know how to describe that shit that goes on there. But hey, I fucking love it. Brother Nero. ROH, love ROH. I don't watch too much Lucha, which is here in California. There in California. And I would love to check that out sometime, but I don't have El Rey Network, so fuck it. Then you got New Japan. Come on. That's all I watch, to be honest, whatever. New Japan, all day, every day. You got the great AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura. Shinsuke Nakamura over there. But, you know, obviously they're from WWE, so now what do you think I'm watching now again? That's the reason why I got back into it. I guess that answers your question. I don't just watch their products. I watch every other product. WWE, I think personally, is the worst product, to be honest. I think it's the worst, to be honest. I mean, I've been watching it lately, too, and especially when I was on this plane, I caught up with a lot of it and stuff like that. It's like, ah, these last few Raws and SmackDowns, they've been sucking ass through a straw. They suck. I mean, they just absolutely suck. And their comedy, oh, my God, it's almost damn near cringeworthy, to be honest. You just look at it and go like, ugh. The fuck was that? Oh, God. But KO's champ, my man AJ's getting a title shot this weekend. Hey, if he wins that, KO's the Raw champ, AJ's the SmackDown champ, shit. Everything looks right in the land over there. They just need to fix some of that other shit, like get their other titles up on the fucking board. Oh, and can we have a little fucking creativity with these damn belts, by the way? Jesus. Which I ain't gonna lie, I still want to collect, to be honest. So, where are we at? Amethyst Chaos. She says, well, your boy Chadwick Boseman, how the fuck is that our boy all of a sudden, is saying that Black Panther will be grittier and a big deal. Shit, he already a big deal, girl. Did you watch Civil War? That boy was badass in there. She puts a link here. I'm not going to click on it because I don't want to read shit, to be honest. So do you think that Civil War will heavily influence that, and do you hope the fight scenes will be amazing? Remember, Eric Killmonger is in this, so it might be brutal. Oh, hell yeah. Civil War. I'm telling you, people, Marvel always has that one movie that just changes the MCU upside down. And this year, it was Marvel, Captain America, Civil War. And that just changed the whole landscape of the game. That changed every character, every plot, synopsis, storyline going forward, too. And I love it. I absolutely love it. And it's definitely going to influence that. And did you see his fight scenes in Civil War? Shit. I remember, if Eric's going to be in it as well, these fight scenes about to be badass. I don't know about maybe a little brutal. I don't know about too much brutal, though. But Depending on if the claws use a lot and stuff like that, which, hey, I'm assuming they might be, but I don't know about that much brutal. But I think they will have some kind of impact on you, so I'm looking forward to that. Black Panther, easily. Next to Captain Marvel, two of my most anticipated Marvel films coming out to date here. And I've been waiting on these two films for the longest here. Getting on to Morgan here. Leia, she says, wait, so she doesn't have powers? What makes her a terrifying, what makes her a terrifying then? Okay, you fucked that up. Or a threat? The fact that she kills people, even though she kills people with, I don't know, like, by either biting them or a fucking knife that you handed her. So, yeah, I guess there's nothing really fucking terrifying about her at all, Leia. Yeah, she doesn't have any powers. That was a huge fucking letdown. She just knows Kung Fu, or Gun Kata, as they like to tell you up in Equilibrium. You know, she probably was a sense offender at one point, and now she's there to save all of humankind. Oh, wait, they put a bullet in her ass, so never mind then. That bitch is dead. Ah, well, too short, you say? Well, Fox better get on that Morgan cut for the Blu-ray. Use WB method. This will guarantee delivery to guarantee deliver the goods. No, that's okay, Will. I don't think we need a Morgan cut, no, or whatever the hell you want to call it. The WB method, huh? Oh, man, we need to pass that method along then. Shit, I think every movie should have a cut now. Shit, just like Hacksaw Ridge once again. Please, no. Help me get one more cut. Oh, shit, that was good. That was golden. Let's move on to our best and worst of summer 2016. I put this together on my plane flight here. And I gotta tell you, it was a good time listening to this. I also got a video part of it coming up too. You might have saw some clips I posted on Twitter when I got to Korea or whatever. So I'm gonna post I would say the VOD version, so, but it really isn't. It's kind of not even the same thing personally. It's just our worst of list. And it's kind of told differently than the way it's from the podcast version. So look forward to that. Check out moosesportspodcast.com. It's definitely going to come up. Probably going to come up today, to be honest. I think I just got to meet with these tomato guys or whatever and talk some more about monetization. Which, by the way, I got a fucking email. And they had to take my little Prince review down because there might be some copyright infringement. Go eat a... you know what? Never mind. We probably shouldn't say that. you know what? Paramount? Never mind. I mean, I love you guys. That's what I meant. Yeah, eat a fucking dick. Paramount. Anyway, little Prince. Man, that fucking review went up in April. You're now catching me? Shit. Anyway, whatever. It's getting Sherman Rob Leto. Kind of made me spit my drink out when I heard Civil War at your number two. Well, that just sounds like a complete waste of a really good drink. Depending on what it was. If it was, like, I don't know, like some Kettle One Vodka or some shit like that, then yes, you have every right to spit that out. But if it was like some fine, great whiskey, and I ain't talking about that American shit neither or whatever. I'm talking about like some fine, grade A whiskey, then my God, man, I feel sorry for that drink that you just wasted it like that. There are starving kids here in China that would love to get their hands on that whiskey. I'm just saying. Anyway, though, I was thinking, what could possibly be his number one? You had me there for a moment. Luckily, Cody reminded us how much of a Laker whore you are. Great show, guys. You have no idea how much of that Laker dick I suck. I mean, like, I would suck as much Laker dick just to just get a chance to walk in their studio. Hell, you know what? I never even asked. I'm sure they would let me walk through their studio. I got credentials. Sort of. I know Cantonese. Somewhat. I work in this industry. Kinda. So yeah, why wouldn't they let me in there? So yeah, Laker, man. Plus Cubo, man. I just think, personally, it was very unique, and I was a huge fan of that Japanese fable, and the story that came together, it was so good and great. I was like, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. It was my most anticipated film of the summer. Excuse me, guys. I'm telling you, that sushi's kicking in like a motherfucker. Got me belching like crazy and shit. Not to mention I'm yarning too. I didn't get back to the hotel at least till like a little bit after 4 or whatever, and it's already 8:15 right now. So I'm like, struggling a little bit. No, not really. I'm gonna get fucked up tonight. But anyway, I mean, I like this film has been my number one anticipated film of this, not just summer, but the year. And I think it held out on its own. Civil War was great and amazing, but I expected it to be great and amazing. Did I expect it to be as good as it was? Eh, probably not. But I knew it was going to be as good as, at least, if not better than Winter Soldier. So, but with Leica, come on, man. You can't knock that. Mac 2.0 Blue Hybrid, Civil War, and Cuba on your top summer list, P1. That sounds about right. Yeah, I would put Cuba on top two, especially number one. I'm glad to catch this in theaters, and this was truly an amazing movie. This could easily be my number one movie of the year. That is, if nothing else can top it. Oh my God, Mac 2.0, you speaking my language right now. And you know, I gotta ask you a question, my brother. How do you feel about stop animated films, especially when it comes to Leica and stuff? Because, man, I gotta say, anime, this had Cubo, I don't want to say it had vibes of an anime or whatever, but the way the storytelling was told and stuff like that, I was getting some kind of anime vibes just from the Japanese mythology of it and stuff, the storytelling, the fable side of things and stuff like that. I was like, you know what? Now that Mac 2.0 saying he's putting this at the best of his year list, you need to comment back, brother. I need to hear from you. I need to know, what did you think of that style, the whole Japanese fable itself and stuff? Hey, it sounds like you loved it. I don't know, Mac 2.0. I didn't even know they had this movie planned in Alabama, to be honest. Or where you, Mississippi, wherever you from. I just didn't know they had that plan. More power to you for still staying alive, brother, in the state you live in. Nico responded to that and said, yeah, I'm with you on Cubo being my favorite of the year. It's creative, unique, and most of all, it was original and actually had a story to tell. I look forward to seeing something try and top it this year. Oh my God, there's a lot of movies coming out. And I personally, I gotta say, I don't think any of them's gonna top them. I know people are looking forward to that Ben Affleck film, The Accountant. I don't think it's gonna top it though. I know people are looking forward to that I think that movie comes out this year. I'm not sure, that Christopher Nolan film, which I could give a fuck less to be honest about. I swear, you just put his name on anything, people look forward to it or whatever. I mean, I barely saw a glimpse of the trailer. I just looked at it and said, oh, people are talking about this shit. Okay. Alright, cool. I guess he's that much of a name. He just puts his name on anything, people gonna talk about it. I was like, oh, alright, well, whatever. Fuck this dude. I ain't gonna be sucking your dick, Chris Nolan. You can go to hell for all I give a shit. Yeah, I don't think that's topping it either, though. Especially after his last film and his producing level lately. Everything's been kind of shit, so. So yeah, Cuba looks like it's gonna be on top for a while, my friend. I don't know. Sully, though. Sully looks like he might give it a run for his money. Flight 2.0, if you ask me, but I think he's definitely gonna give it a run for his money. Does that say I like the movie or not? Well, you're gonna have to wait till this weekend to find out, my brother. Or sister, or Nico, whatever you may be. Paula says, how many of these flicks do you guys think will make your best / worst at the end of the year? My best of? Probably just one, to be honest. There's the one we just probably talked about. Little Prince, maybe. But, you know, since they flagged me or whatever for copyright for him, and they can go to hell now. So I'm not fucking putting that nowhere near my list. First worst of go, yeah, I could probably see a couple of those hitting the worst of list. This summer alone has produced some of the worst piles of shit I think I've seen. But then again, I don't know, April and March, whew, that kind of took the cake. You know what, throw February in there too, they had one of those pieces of shits in there too. That easily could have three. So I'm thinking about maybe my worst of, probably about six. Yeah, I can think of six films. My top five, definitely. That probably could easily make the worst of list, but I don't know. My lists tend to change up when it comes to the end of the year and the summer list. I don't really have the same number of films on there. Cody might have, but I see a lot more fucking films. So, last question we'll get into here is from my man Steve. It's gonna be a really short show, people, because I got shit to do. I got some more stuff I want to see. How I want to go to Disneyland. No, I'm fucking with you. I really don't want to go to Disneyland. I can see Disneyland back home. Why the hell would I want to go there here? Steve says, great show, gentlemen. Just been listening and could not stop laughing at the stupidity that is Ice Age Collision Course. What the hell were they thinking with that dumb shit? Oh, my God. You know what they were thinking? They were thinking them dollars, bitch. They didn't give a damn what you thought of that plot or anything like that. They just said, this is a stupid kids film. You're going to go with it. You're going to love it. You're going to laugh. Have a good time. Family, friends, love, happy, sleep, eat. drink, repeat. I don't know. Well, eat, sleep, drink, watch, repeat. There you go. There you go. Unfortunately for them, that did not happen in America. But over here in the overseas area type of deals, oh, they ate this piece of shit up. And as far as I'm concerned, they can have this piece of shit. So, my God, though. I want to talk about something that really strikes an interest for me. And that is King Falls. Did you guys check out their last episode? Well, you didn't? Well, then you know what you need to do after this is done. You need to head on over to moviesportspodcast.com. You need to look on the right-hand corner where it says Recent Posts. You'll see King Falls AM. That's like the fourth one down. Episode 33, E.T. Tex Home. And God damn, I ain't going to spoil that ending, even though this is Movie Spoils, and we do what we do best by spoiling. But I'm not going to spoil that ending because that ending had me going like, oh my God. I listened to that ending, guys. No bullshit. Not blowing smoke up King Falls' ass. Not because I have a strong connection with Storm Sanders or anything like that. No, no, no. And some other characters as well. No, no, no. That ending was that damn good. I listened to that thing at least four times. No bullshit. Episode four times. Do I think it's better than The Forgotten? No. Ain't nothing gonna top that episode for me, alright? Ain't nothing topping that episode. That wasn't the episode of episodes for King Falls. But I think this one was damn near close to taking that crown, especially with that ending. Woo, that ending right there. You'll never get her back, Ben. That's all I'm gonna say. But, you know, people are like, hey, that voice sounds familiar. Was that you, nigga? No, that was not. But how you can help King Falls out, though, is you can head over to iTunes. And the way you can do that is by heading over to iTunes right quick, typing in King Falls AM, and then leaving them a 5-star rating review. And, you know, go ahead and show some support to the website at kingfallsam.com. You can also listen to them on such various accounts such as moviesworldspodcast.com. And we post those shows every 1st and 15th. Sometimes I can be a day later too, whatever, because it depends on which show. And, you know, we had our big episode 230, so I posted it on the 2nd, if I'm not mistaken. Whatever. It's close enough. It doesn't matter. But let's go ahead and get into the weekend box office, because I need to talk about that. And I'm curious to see what the numbers did, because, didn't the goddamn thing come out this week, people? Oh, and also, you should subscribe to the site at moviesworldspodcast.com. Go ahead and pull this bad boy up. This is a lot harder actually doing this with just one screen. I kind of miss my 3-4 screens I have to look this shit up. Number 5 film, though, coming in at Sausage Party. Dropping from number 4. $6.4 million. Ooh, but I don't think this movie gives a shit because out of a, what was it, a $19 million budget, it's made $90 million domestically. God damn, this movie's going to hit $100 million already. Overseas, $13.9 million. Worldwide, $104 million. Why are they in a steel mill, by the way? I'm talking about this video people were listening to. That makes no sense, but whatever. Number 4. This came up now. I'm looking at this. I still don't believe it. I refreshed this page 3 times. They released this in 28-plus theaters, and it went up 14%. It didn't drop. It went up. And I'm thinking it's because it had to do with the Labor Day weekend. Why this movie coming to crack, I have no idea. But coming from number 6 to number 4, Pete's Dragon. And they really needed this, too. I don't want to say needed it, but this really did help out with Labor Day. Because the budget on that is $65 million. It made $66.6 million. So it made its money back. $1 million over. And it's probably going to make some more. Overseas, $28.9 million. Worldwide, $95.5 million. This is going to make $100 million worldwide. It's going to make probably at least $75 million over domestically when it's done. So, unlike the BFG, which Spielberg fucked up, this one's actually succeeding. Good for on this one, because I actually did enjoy this film somehow. A lot more than fucking BFG, though. And actually, I'm curious. BFG, how much did that make? It actually went up in theaters, too. Or a percentage, at least. Worldwide, it made its money back. Domestically, this shit bombed, okay? This shit bombed hard, too. Yeah, they actually, 200 theaters, and went up 36%, so I guess some people went to go watch this shit. Number 3, staying at number 3, and had 11% shoot-up as well, bringing $8.7 million. Kubo and the Two Strings, $60 million budget, 37 domestically, overseas 5.6, worldwide $42 million. This movie is slowly, I can taste it. It is literally $23 million away from his budget. Let's say it brings another $8 in. That's cool. That's good. I think this movie just hangs in the top five for 2 more weeks, which I think it possibly has a chance of doing that. And even out of the top five, it could hit its budget back. So as long as it hit its budget back, I'm fine with that. This movie is making a little bit of a comeback. Not a huge comeback, but a small enough comeback to make that money, bitch. And hopefully they make more of these movies. Number two. This shit went up all as well by 3.6%. Ugh. Suicide Squad for me at $12.6 million. $175 million of budget, $300 domestic, $378.1 overseas, worldwide $678. It's going to hit $700 million worldwide, unfortunately. Or is it? I don't know, actually. It's taking a long time to get there. Man. Either way, this movie's still a success. Critically, I think it's like a point on Rotten Tomatoes below Dawn of Justice. So they're looking neck and neck, to be honest. But it's made less money than Dawn of Justice, but it didn't cost as much as Dawn of Justice, so this one's doing just fucking fine, unfortunately. But there will be more of this shit. And the number one, dropping 25%, holding its number one status at $19.7 million, is Don't Breathe. $9.9 million of the budget, and it made $56.6 million domestically, $8.7 overseas, worldwide $65 million. This movie is a success. It's a hit. And I think it's probably spending this last week at the number one box office, to be honest. Because guess what? Oscar season is about to kick in high gear now. Alrighty then. You know what? People were saying, wait a minute. Other than the number four film, this sounds... wasn't Mechanic at number five? So Peace Dragon took that place? Yeah, I can tell you this. Mechanic went to number 10. People stopped giving a fuck about that movie. That movie... even though it's made $16 million on the budget, I forgot what the budget, I think it was $30 million or whatever, so whatever. But then when there are some movies that came out this week, and you're right, The Light Between Oceans, which had a little, about a 13-hour theater release, that came in number 6 with $6.1 million on a budget of $20 million and made $30,000 overseas. Yeah, I'm not shocked by that. I did not go see this because, well, I didn't give a fuck to go watch it, so there you go. In fact, they didn't give a screeners for it, so, yeah. I had a trip to worry about. I didn't have time to watch this. And this one now. I don't know how to label this one. Morgan came in at number 18 with 2.5. Didn't nobody gave a fuck about this movie. And you know what? You can kind of tell with the marketing. Marketing was very lackluster on it. But here's the thing. I want to say it's a huge fucking failure to open up at number 18 with only $2 million. But the budget on that is only $8 million. It made overseas 1.2, here 2.7, worldwide $4 million evenly. It's made half its budget back. You know, this is something that I could have saw at least at number 4, brought in $8 million this opening, $10 million, whatever, and then slowly made $3 million here, $5 million. I saw this movie at the ending maybe around $27 to $30 million when it's out of that top 10 box office. Well, I was dead goddamn wrong. This movie will be lucky if it even hits that $8 million. So, do the studio really care? Probably not so much. They're just saying, we ain't never letting that happen again. So, Will, that Morgan cut, you ain't getting that anytime soon. I can tell you that right now. They're saying, fuck this movie now. Fox completely forgot about it already now. They're saying, it's gone. No. I stop thinking about it. It's gone. It's done with now. Let's move on to some Blu-rays now. Man. This show's going by hella quick, people. I'm telling you. Like I said, though, if you want to get in contact with me while I'm on my seas or whatever, because I'm hitting up Taiwan next, or like I said, head over to my Instagram account. My Twitter is really funny right now. I've been using this app to kind of access it as Wills or whatever. So I can see... I don't know if my messages work or whatever and stuff like that, but I'm seeing, like, you know, my tweets and stuff like that. They're getting posted, and I see that people are tweeting me as well. That's cool. But Instagram has been working nonstop. So, and you know, I've been able to post stuff, able to send messages out and, you know, comment and like other stuff, whatever, and shit like that. So hit me up on Instagram. Send me a text message if you really don't give a fuck about your international bill going up or anything like that. I don't know if that'll have any effect. I really don't give a shit, to be honest, because I got unlimited. So whatever. But Blu-rays of the week, Blu-ray releases. We got a big heavy hitter this weekend. Or this week coming up, to be honest. And I'm excited to see this. I know a lot of people already got this on HD, but my God, I'm talking about Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping. People have been asking him, come on now. I've done it all, and I got it all, cause I'm no fool, cause I'm so humble. I'm so humble. I'm so humble. I'm so humble. Bar none, I am the most humblest. Number one at the top of my humble list. That's right, I know the goddamn song. I enjoyed this movie for somewhat. I can't remember what I gave it. Ish. I think I gave it a rent it or a low rent it. Somewhere probably around that area. But this is going to be a good week for Blu-rays. So, you know, if you're on vacation or something like that, then this is going to do real nice. Especially when you pick up that Conjuring 2, which I just talked to somebody about that. And they were like, yeah, I didn't like that film. I fucking hated it. It wasn't scary at all. Yes! No horror films are scary. They're all stupid, okay? They're all stupid. None of them are scary. I love when the ones I like, people go, oh, they weren't scary. Yeah, no horror movie is scary. When is the last time your grown ass has been scared of some shit you've seen in the theaters? Captain Phillips is more of a fucking horror film than any of the fucking horror films that come out. Okay? How the hell would you feel if someone told you, look at me, I'm the captain now? Hey, you'd be fucking shitting your pants right now. You'd be like, you know what? Fuck it. You can be the captain now. If someone came to me and said, look at me. Look at me. I'm the phenomenal one now. I'd be like, shit, you can have it, brother. I don't want that shit. You can have it. Hey, look, I'm for cool. Call myself the mediocre one if you want. Whatever, shit. It's fine. I'd be a little handling or whatever you need me to do. Conjuring 2, but the big heavy hitter. These are all fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, too. The heavy hitter of the summer. Like I said, people got this on HD already. It's been released on iTunes, Disney. I forgot what that little Disney Everywhere app is where you can watch Disney movies and stuff like that, which is awesome, by the way. I watch all my Disney movies there because I got tons of them. I'm talking about that Captain America Civil War, the biggest blockbuster hit of the, not just the summer, but the year. Either Dick Suicide Squad, BVS, X-Men, what else, Independence Day, all that other shit. You couldn't even touch Warcraft. You couldn't even touch what this movie hit. $1 billion of them things. The only thing that came close to it was Disney itself with Zootopia and The Jungle Book. So, yes, this movie is a bona fide hit, and it deserves it because it is that damn good. So, yes, people, cap that on Blu-ray, please. Upcoming movies here, which you might see, you're going to see reviews from me, obviously, this weekend. You got that little limited release film, The Disappointment's Room. Yay. I'm not going to talk much about that. The Wildlife, oh my God, that animated classic that just stole everyone's hearts that people just didn't give a fuck about because nobody remembered this shit was coming out at all. When the Bow Breaks. Hope I'm saying that right. That classic little Sony Morris Chestnut Regina Hall film. Romany Malco is in this as well, people. So is Michael K. Williams. Who else is in this? What's that girl's name? Jazz Sinclair. I was thinking about it. I was like, what the hell is that new girl they got in here? Yay. This is what people's been looking forward to, right? Yay. I can't wait. And our trailer talk today with, like I said, is going to kick off that Oscar. Someone talking, I'm almost sure this is going to get nominated in some forms of matter. I'm talking about goddamn Sully. Let's go ahead and play that trailer. Let's go ahead and, I guess, somewhat talk about it in a way. I don't really have much to say, like I said, just because of. I can tell you this right now. Warner Bros. Need this one to be successful.
Miracle on the Hudson. That was kind of a good omen in a bad period.
Damn, Clint Eastwood's still alive.
Seconds after takeoff, we lost thrust in both engines. It was a life-changing event for everyone on the airplane.
People, I'm watching the IMAX trailer, by the way.
Which is a big part of the story that people don't know.
Until I read the script, I didn't know the investigative board was trying to paint the picture that he had done the wrong thing. They were kind of railroading
him. Damn, Clint Eastwood's low as fuck.
And that wasn't the case at all. There's something about a near miss like that that makes you appreciate life as you have it.
Cactus 1549, runway 4, clear for takeoff.
Cactus 1549, clear for takeoff. I'll never get over how beautiful it is up here.
Life's easy in the air. I'm Man Aaron Eckhart, returning. About time you've been in a good movie.
Mayday,
shit.
Mayday, Mayday, this is Cactus 1549. We've lost thrust on both engines. We are turning back towards the warhead.
I have an emergency. We've lost both engines. Returning immediately.
Today, we begin with our investigation on the crash of U.S. Airways Flight 1549.
1549, if we can get a few, do you
want to
try to land runway 13?
We are unable. We may end up in the Hudson. This was not a crash. This was dual engine loss at a lower altitude than any jet in history, with 155 souls on board.
Cactus 1549, it's
going to
be left traffic, runway 31.
Unable.
Okay, what do you need to land?
No one has ever trained for an incident like that.
1549, runway 4 is available.
I don't think we can make any runway. What about over to our right?
Off your right side is Teterboro Airport.
How about you turn the plane upside down? It's gonna work. Denzel did it.
What if we didn't get this wrong? Endangered the lives of all those passengers.
Okay, you're scaring me now, Sully.
You can land runway 1 Teterboro.
We can make it.
Okay, which runway would you like at Teterboro?
I've delivered a million passengers over 40 years, but in the end, I'm gonna be judged on 208 seconds. We're gonna end up in the Hudson.
I'm sorry, say again, Cactus?
Did he stutter?
This is the captain. Brace for impact.
Wow, that was, okay, that was on the fifth. Alrighty then. Oh, good. yeah, I do got something to play about the trailer. Damn, Clint Eastwood. Hey, man, you old as fuck, dude. Oh my god, I gotta tell you, this movie, it's got some intense shit into it, I'm not gonna lie, and the whole, this just blows my mind, you know, flight now, this being a real story with this, you know, even though how many lives you saved, even, you know, Denzel and Tom Hanks' character both saving lives and stuff like that, Justice Department don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I mean, if you're the pilot of that plane, whether you drink or not, or anything that goes with it or something like that, your ass is responsible if that fucker goes down, which I'm just looking at that like, how the fuck is that even possible? Wait a minute, hold on. The plane has a malfunction and you blame the, I guess, whatever. But you know what? I think this trailer kicks ass. I'm not gonna lie. Tom Hanks, anything that man does, that man is golden, okay? I saw a film of his earlier this year, Hologram for the King. Enjoyed the hell out of it. Nothing special you need to go look out, but, you know, Tom Hanks is a national goddamn treasure. Hell, he's so damn good, I'm actually looking forward to that shitty ass, is that Dante, whatever the hell, that Angels and Demons sequel movie he's doing next, whatever. Whatever. I'm looking forward to seeing it just because of Tom Hanks. That man could be doing he could be doing a Ninja Turtles movie. I'd be like, oh, Tom Hanks must be doing it. There must be something good about it then. So, yes, I'm looking forward to this. Well, you guys should be looking forward to this. This movie, and I don't want to say too much to spoil my review, but my thumb isn't going down. I can tell you that right now. So, people, I guess that is the show then. Oh my God, right under an hour, 43 minutes. Means I can get up out of here, go get my sush on, go get my Nola, go get my workout on, go talk about some monetization with these guys. And why the fuck Paramount banned my review real quick? And we can talk some business, and I can get on my next plane out to head on over to the next Chinese country. I'm sorry, that is racist as fuck. Chinese country, Asian country. Oh, I can't be saying shit like that down here, though. Hang your ass for that. In Korea, they will. But people, that has been the show. If you want to follow me, you want to talk to your boy, especially you want to talk to me around, and obviously, Twitter is definitely one of those places where you can send me some tweets at. And you can follow me over there at Movie Spoiler Pop. But if you really want to get in contact with me, oh my God, then the Grams of Insta is the best place to do it. Or if you already have my number then. And that is at Phenomenal01. I'm also on Google Plus at MovieSpoilers_TPO. And you can also contact me on the website because I am looking at it daily like I always do. And that's over at MovieSpoilersPodcast.com. Subscribe to the site there. Check out all the reviews and shows we got going on. Wait for that video edition of our Worst of 2016 Summer. Check out our Best of Summer of the Summer list already. It's a pretty damn good show, I must say. And not to toot my own horn or anything like that. And you can also follow Cody at Codicius on Instagram and at CodyW on Twitter. And I don't even know why that nigga even says Google Plus, because that nigga doesn't even check it or looks at it. So what the fuck is the point of that? So there you go, people. Not just one. I guess only two choices, so never mind about that then either. So, yes. People, that has been the show. This has been Movie Spoilers episode 231. I'm your spoiling host of the most, the phenomenal one. And like I said, just because I'm on vacation or traveling or whatever, that don't mean you ain't going to be listening to all these beautiful shows we got to offer, except for Throwback Tuesday. Anyway, though, people, I'm out of here, and I'll see you next time. Later, bastards. It's the Movie Spoilers Podcast, putting all them movies on blast. You might hear some fucked up shit when you tune in. We don't hold back, it's just that we do.